March 13th, 2019. This is Filmcast. You are listening to episode 10. I didn't know if I would do a second one, and now 5 months later, I'm on number 10. So thank you for your support, and here's to another 10 and a lot more. I want to start out by saying I said something wrong last episode. Zilke Kovar's CD is available. The link is in the notes for last week's show and will be on the notes for this week's show as well. My apologies. And thinking of that, if you have music that you think I should hear, yours or someone else's, point me toward it. Websites, Bandcamp and CD Baby pages, I'm always looking for new music. And if you hear something that you like here, there will always be the links to where you can buy it on the Filkcast webpage. Support Filk and Filkers, support independent music. There are some of us for whom the income from our CDs is very important to our lives. So let's get the music going. Someone, and I don't remember who right now, posted a link to YouTube, and it looked interesting. I'd never heard of Hanwen, but I was not surprised that people I knew played on their albums. They were one of those great combinations of rock and folk and Celtic and world music, and you will hear more from them in the months ahead. In the meantime, this is Hanwen from the Lovers in Chains CD with Chapel Perilous.
Because I have
Ah, the mighty Lojo Russo. I have many Lojo stories. I don't know where to begin. We first became acquainted by jamming on the Peter Gunn theme. Me on guitar, her on mandolin. Yeah, she was doing the horn part on the mandolin. She was in Cats Laughing. There are certain resemblances between her and a character in War of the Oaks. She continues to play around the Midwest and has put out bunches of music. This is a song that almost killed me the first time I saw her play. Yeah, I could hardly breathe. This is Lojo Russo and Funk's Grove from Lick the Blarney, Wild Monkey Time.
Oh, the summertime is coming, and the trees are gently blooming, and the wild mountain time grows all around the purple heather. Will you go? Go, lassie, go. Go, lassie, go. Together to the wild mountain time. Mountain, will you go? Go, lassie, go. Go, lassie, go. Together to the wild mountain time. If my true love, she were gone, I would surely find another to blow wild mountain time from all around the purple heather. Oh, will you go? Go, lassie, go. Go, lassie, go. Together to the wild mountain time.
Phil Mills may be the most mellow person I have ever known. However, as a songwriter, he's very sharp and very intense. He's been nominated for 4 Pegasus Awards, including 3 times as Best Writer or Composer. He is one of our best. From Rain on the Sand, this is Powders and Signs.
Our sick old dog, he died one day. He might have lived longer, but who can say? And I found my knife that had gone astray. I'd forgot where I set it down. Mr. Joe Dollar saw a daytime moon, which might mean luck and it might mean doom. And all this happened the same afternoon that the witch girl walked into town. There's an old woman who lives on a hill. If time can't kill her, I don't know what will. Death comes sniffing round once in a while, but she scares him half out of his mind. There's an old woman who lives on a hill. If time hasn't killed her, she's living there still. Potions, medicines, lockets and charms, poultices, powders and signs. My pa once saw her pass his home. Eyes black as blood, skin white as bone. Then the next thing he knew, he was standing alone on a roadside, dusty brown. He tripped in a ditch, put his arm in a sling, but lying in the dirt found a silver ring. He rubs it bright while remembering that the witch girl walked into town. There's an old woman who lives on a hill. If time can't kill her, I don't know what will. Death comes sniffing round once in a while, but she scares him half out of his mind. There's an old woman who lives on a hill. If time hasn't killed her, she's living there still. Potions, medicines, lockets and charms, poultices, powders and sighs. Crops turned black. He lost both the sheep to a fierce wolf pack. And his cousin saw ghosts near the cider shack just as evening rolled around. But they won their war against the privateers, and he started a family in this cabin here on exactly the day, or at least the same year, that the witch girl walked into town. There's an old woman who lives on the hill. If time can't kill her, I don't know what will. Death comes sniffing round once in a while, but she scares him half out of his mind. There's an old woman who lives on the hill. If time hasn't killed her, she's living there still. Potions, medicines, lockets and charms, poultices, powders and sighs.
I've heard Cat Faber play so many times over the last decade or so, but I didn't hear Echo's Children until last year. I've known Callie Hills online for a long time, but only met her last year. Starting to see a connection here. She had CDs. I bought them. I'm like that. From their CD, From the Hazel Tree, this is Echo's Children with Two Falls Out of Three.
Capable hands on a tabletop fold, girt with such power to give or withhold. Desire was written in blood on my face, a flame at this chance to grow back into grace. My pacing is bounded here, tied up in knots, driven, constrained like my circling thoughts, like thread winding tighter. My pacing is bounded here.
driven, constrained, like my circling thoughts, like thread winding tighter the harder I flee. I wrestle temptation to falls out of three. But wait just a second, suppose I accept and turn.
Adam Seltzer hurt me the first time I met him. I didn't know him, you know, he was late night circle at a duck con. He played some songs which I loved, and then he did this, and it hurt me. From Storm Shadow, this is Adam Seltzer with a howl for Mayor McCheese.
This time I'm going to read a poem. It's called Howl for Mayor McCheese. I saw the best minds of my generation destroyed by the grimace. Starving, hysterical purple, it dragged itself into town from McDonald Land like a thief who'd come to steal the dawn. Looking like a bloated Zorro in the hat and mast he'd begged, borrowed, stolen from the Hamburglar, he crept into town, gurgling rhapsodic jazz, making noises like a biker being violated under the streetlights in the great field of stars. He crept into the town, and all of the homemakers, shareholders, and sidewalk sliders crept out of their little boxes on the hillside, and came out into the morning, drawn like lemmings into the old Rockwellian town square. Eyes ablaze like sparkling diamonds, crushing the flowers that had been planted by the ladies' auxiliary last year. Its mouth a mass of glowing gelatin, framed by an evil grin. Was this the face that launched 1,000 Happy Meals, that burnt the topless towers of Ilium on a sesame seed bun? The smiling visage that had poured off of every television set for 30 numb humdrum years? Bring me a shamrock shake, he boomed in a basso voice that belonged to the thunder, and he laughed like the river running below the Brooklyn Bridge and wickedly demanded that we supersize it. But April had already sprung forth with all of its false hopes. March had withered like a rose at the gates of hell, and where were the snows of last year? Et où sont les neiges, et où sont les neiges, où sont? They were gone, gone into the sweet grandfather goodnight, and with them the last of the seasonal shamrock shakes. Our mayor stepped bravely forth to tell them that they were gone, and the grimace grabbed him by his velvet lapels and thrust him toward the volcano of his red mouth screaming. And his head vanished between the great teeth, and then his arms, and then his torso, and all of the streams were extinguished like the weeping flame of a candle in the sweet December rain. All that was left was a purple bourgeois blur dripping red. And in a sudden blinding flash, we all knew the answer to a question we hadn't even thought to ask. We all knew why we hadn't seen Mayor McCheese in years.
Do you want to ask for that?
And the grimace wasn't finished yet. It moved forward and grabbed Mrs. Carlson, the kindergarten teacher, and her nightgown and devoured her too. And he then devoured the old lamplighter, laughing as the blood poured from his mouth like ketchup from a stomped-on neglected foil packet. And then the minister and Mr. Stitches and Mr. Thomas crying holy to the Burger King for help. Somewhere in the back, the angel-headed hipster Pinkos cried, "We told you this would happen! We told you this would happen! We told you that capitalism would eat you soon! We told you so! We told you!" And the streets flowed red with their blood, too, and now the revolution wouldn't be coming after all. Or maybe this was it. And the vegetarians laughed, too, laughed even as they were thrust into the purple jaws, laughed even though there was no meat on the grimace, at least as far as any of the screaming victims could tell. And meanwhile, a block away in the playland stood a statue. Inscribed beneath the statue were these words: "My name is Ronald McDonald, King of Kings. Look on my food, ye hungry, and despair, and despair, and despair." And we did. Imagination for want of a shamrock shake. McDonald's, where he graced the face of 1,000 cookie boxes. McDonald's, solitude, capitalism, extra value meals. McDonald's the cheap, McDonald's the plentiful, McDonald's the clean. Oh, tell me, what can it mean? McDonald's, where the mourners gathered in the wake of the grimace, trying to call Mayday, Mayday to Ronald, who had packed off and gone to India. McDonald's, where the 5:15 an hour non-union heroes dug in the back for the last surviving package of Shamrock Shake Mix. McDonald's, whose stock fell several points as the shareholders were gobbled. McDonald's, where the grimace was arrested at high noon, broke the handcuffs, and slithered off laughing on the way to your town. And despair we did. Cheese, I'm with you in McDonald Land, where you counted the money you made off of the Muppet Baby's Happy Meal. I'm with you in McDonald Land, where the battered corpse of Captain Crook lies tangled in the arms of the corpse of the professor and the early bird flies circles above. I'm with you in McDonald Land, where the hamburgers are sliced to the thickness and glimmer of a Roosevelt dime. I'm with you in McDonald Land, where McDonald's pizza is more than just something I once tried when I was in Minneapolis, or was it Cedar Rapids? I'm with you in McDonald Land, where Officer Big Mac and the Hamburglar finally sit together for lox and bagels on Sunday morning, and the Fry Guys also sit. I'm with you in McDonald Land, where still you forge the yellow signs, the glowing capital M's, the beacons that signify the presence of the quarter pounder with some cheese, the glowing idols that light the highways of the Plutonian American Western Nights.
This is a part of my Prometheus music collection, which has become considerable. Roundworm is a collection of Bob Konecki parodies, and it's wonderful. So this is Julia Eklar with By the Time I Get To...
Train. And I'm a frequent flyer where
Cacophony performed at Conflict this year. They did a live show on Twitch last week, which was amazing. And just before I started recording this, I was also watching them on Twitch. I've become a big fan. I want an album with the vibes. I want all the mallets. From my album, this is Cacophony with Snorlax.
Just relax, like a Snorlax. Just chillax, like a Snorlax. Be a badass, like a Snorlax. Remember to be a Snorlax. Have you eaten today? Snore just stress. Just relax, like a Snorlax. Just chillax, like a Snorlax. Be a badass, like a Snorlax. Remember to be a Snorlax. Had you exercised today? Take some steps to find your way. You're cute. Just relax, like a Snorlax. Just chillax, like a Snorlax. Be a badass, like a Snorlax. Remember to be a Snorlax. Have you vanquished your foes? Those little everyday woes. Call a friend and say hello. Put your Psyducks in a row. Just relax, like a Snorlax. Just relax, like a Snorlax. Be a badass, like a Snorlax. Remember to be a Snorlax. Remember to be a Snorlax. Remember to be a Snorlax.
I played some Lojo earlier, so I thought I would delve into other ex-members of Cats Laughing. So he was in Cats Laughing, Boiled and Led, the Timbaloys, Solo. Adam Stemple has put out a lot of amazing music. From Three Solid Blows to the Head, this is The Ocean Doesn't Listen.
The west wind's blowing out across the bay, tossing storm clouds to the shore. And I see laughing gulls dancing in the spray, but I don't see your lost sailor coming back no more. February tucked its tail and took off at a run. March is pounding at the door. And I see sunken ships rising with the sun, but I don't see your lost sailor coming back no more. The stones are crumbling beneath my feet
with the ending of the day.
All I see will come to pass. Hills and night, like a thousand years before. And I see watchfires on the ocean burning bright, but I don't see your lost sailor coming back no more.
Circle of the Mock are Filk's very own power pop band, and I'm kind of going for the obvious track for the show, mostly because the digital version of a certain movie was released last weekend, and the DVD is coming up soon. So from Less Than Art, this is Ookla the Mock with Arthur Curry.
Around Clark Kent wouldn't be the same if he didn't have his Lois Lane. Green Arrow's got his Black Canary. Even millionaire Bruce Wayne has got that thing on the side with his war.
Crisis Flash.
But not me, I guess, at that rate. My comic book's been canceled more than Dr. Fate. I know that I'm no brainiac, but I'm no fool. I know not even Peter David can make me cool.
I am Aquaman, and nobody better mess with me.
As always, there's a lot going on. I'm always looking for Filk events, House Filks, concerts, bands on tour in any country, what's going on at conventions. If you're a Philker and you're playing at your local coffee house, let me know and I'll talk about it. I want Philkcast to be the place where you can find out about Philk everywhere. So what's going on? The Pegasus Awards brainstorming poll remains open, so go in there and start talking about music that you like. There's a lot of conventions coming up. Consonance, March 22nd through 24th, Milpitas, California. The guest of honor is Tom Boat, which is Toy Boat and Tom Smith. The Interfilk guest is Vanessa Cardui, and the Toastmistress is Char McKay. And I'll have more information about that on the next show. Demicon Light, which is where Demicon kind of advertises the music they've got coming up at the convention in May, is on March 30th. And that will be Brian Baker, C.W. Smith, Cheshire Moon, my band, and Orcs and Trolls. Heliosphere, April 5th through 7th in Tarrytown, New York. There's only one concert going on, that's the Philco Tom Smith. But they're doing a bunch of theme circles, which will be led by a lot of people, including Glenn Raphael, Robert Rodriguez, Kathy Sands, Roberto Rogau, Alex and Batya Wittenberg, and of course Tom Smith. Circles will include, and there's a lot of them, Early Bird Philk, Best Sing-Along Songs, Alien Monsters, Body Songs, Chat and Croon, in Down to the Sea in Ships or Boats, Rocket Ride and Other Space Songs, and a lot more. Minicon 54, April 19th through the 21st in Minneapolis. Music will include Adam Stemple, Astria Sony, which is Heather and Nathan, who you may have seen at OVFF last year. Hanging out in music circles and amazing people. Beth Kinderman and the Player Characters, David Perry and Friends, The Faithful Sidekicks, FM Heatsink, The Gernsback Continuum, Graham Leathers, Last Saturday Filkers, The Leprechaun Pirates, River Folk, Scott Keever, and Teresa Chandler. Yeah, they have a lot of music going on. And now, March 16th. There are all kinds of things going on March 16th. On Concert Window, Cheshire Moon, my band, will be playing at 1 p.m. Central Time. The Faithful Sidekicks are playing at 2 p.m. Central Time. Leslie Huzzin, Betsy Tinney, Alexander James Adams, and Nathaniel Johnston and Tempest are doing a house concert in Redmond, Washington. The Provo Philk Group has a house Philk that evening. There'll be a house Philk at the palatial estate of Larry and Deborah Kirby in St. Matthews, South Carolina. Mass Philk Monthly will be meeting Saturday, March 30th in Waltham, Massachusetts. There'll be a house Philk in Rockville, Maryland for the Cheryl's birthday on April 7th. Talk to Gorgeous Gary about that. And the Los Angeles Metro House Philk will be in Torrance on April 13th. Thank you for listening to Episode 10. You can find playlists and links at philkcast.blogspot.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. Philkcast will be back March 27th. Don't know what I'm playing yet, but I'll figure it out. As always, send me requests, send me music, send me links to music. I'm always looking for new stuff. Please let me know what you think of the show. You can leave comments on Blogspot or Facebook. You can leave reviews on iTunes. You can also email me directly at ericcoleman@gmail.com. Please help spread the word. And if you're willing to be part of the street team, I posted a couple of JPEGs on both the Blogspot page and on Facebook. One color, one black and white that you can print out and put on the freebie table at your local convention with information about the podcast. So let's close out the show. PDX Broadside said hello to me on Twitter, so I'm saying hello to them right back. From Trust Issues, this is Nerd Love Song. Thank you so much for listening. Talk to you in a couple weeks.
It's Carlos and Cecil, connected way beyond the normal reach. It's a plumber who's jumping and running on the way to Princess Peach. It's Jor-El and Lara, it's Mal and Inara. It isn't rocket science, obviously. It's nerdy and it's love, it's you and me. If you ask me, I'd let you cut in line in front of me for Star Wars. When we're talking with people, you can tell them what DeConnick wrote. If it made you laugh, I'd forge Riker's autograph at the bottom of a doctor's note. You can tell me the story of how Dothraki children learn to rhyme. If you want to, you can show me the part in Sailor Moon that made you cry. We can go and see your favorite movie in 3D for the 732nd time. It's Carlos and Cecil, connected way beyond the normal reach. It's a plumber who's jumping and running on the way to Princess Peach. It's Jor-El and Lara, it's Mal and Inara. It isn't rocket science, obviously. It's nerdy and it's love, it's you and me. I would never insist that you had to quit your weekly RPG. If you're happy, then I'm happy, and I wouldn't want to change a single thing. Go sing drunken songs with the pirates all night long as you come home to me. It's Carlos and Cecil, connected way beyond the normal reach. It's a plumber who's jumping and running on the way to Princess Peach. It's Jor-El and Lara, it's Mal and Inara. It isn't rocket science, obviously. It's nerdy and it's love, it's you and me. There is nowhere that I would rather be. It's nerdy and it's love, it's you and me.